Investment flash.
Oil tanks, SpaceX pops, yesterday's session gave us everything. We're breaking it all down. This is Investment Flash.
It's Friday, June 12th, 2026, New York edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. The last session threw a lot at us. Tom, your buy call on the S&P 500 ETF from yesterday, up another 1.5%. Timing's been solid this week, bud.
I'll take it. Though, honestly, the real story is oil. Iran peace hopes sent crude under $90 a barrel. That changes the whole reflation narrative. WSJ confirms oil fell below 90 after Trump canceled Iran strikes and talked peace. The war premium evaporated. We're on a sell signal for the oil fund. USO down 4%, and there's an air pocket below.
Yeah, but it's still up 87% year to date. Peace is just words, Tom. Trump says one thing on Monday, another on Friday. If talks collapse, oil snaps back violently.
Look, that's exactly the point. This is an erratic peace signal, not a done deal. The option premiums for calls over puts have collapsed, but volatility is still elevated. The market is pricing a resolution that doesn't exist yet.
But you can't ignore the positioning. Crowded bullish bets in oil are unwinding fast. The sell signal is about momentum, not geopolitics. If you're long oil, you're getting CTA'd.
CTA unwinds. The only thing more predictable than Trump's tweets.
Fair enough. But seriously, USO breaking 90 bucks is a technical air pocket. This trade has room.
It's worth watching, but let's not get ahead of the piece. The counter is strong.
Fair point. Moving on, because the risk on appetite is real. SpaceX just had the biggest IPO ever, $75 billion at $135 per share, and pre-market suggests a 35% pop.
A $75 billion IPO that gains 35% on day one. That's a fade waiting to happen, Tom. Post-IPO liquidity events often fade. How many times have we seen this movie?
But this is SpaceX, Gerald, not some speculative biotech. It's a monopoly on space. The demand is historic. Three sources confirm it. Buy SpaceX, the ticker, because this debut is going to be massive.
Hold on. A 35% jump on a monster IPO is the definition of hype. It might pop, but then it'll absorb all that demand and drift. It's a liquidity event, not a fundamental signal. I'm not buying into that.
Fair. But the market loves a pop. If it runs, we'll be talking about it for weeks. Risk appetite is back.
Tom, you sound like you're ordering a SpaceX mug already.
I mean, not yet, but it's exciting.
Remember the last time a huge tech IPO popped 30% and doubled in a month? Oh, wait, that was never.
Yeah. But this is SpaceX. Different universe.
A universe where IPOs don't trade on fundamentals, you mean?
Haha, maybe, but so far it's working. All right, here's a fun one. Nuclear revival. U.S. Commerce Secretary Lutmit says Japan is pledging $550 billion for new nuclear plants and exports. That's a massive number. Buy the uranium ETF, ticker URA, and Cameco.
Nikkei Asia is the only source, and URA is already up nearly 6% yesterday. Year to date, it's still down, but I'm not chasing a single source headline.
To be fair, $550 billion is very specific, and if it's tied to U.S. policy, that's a structural tailwind. But nuclear projects take decades. This is a momentum trade more than a fundamental shift.
Exactly. Momentum. The ETF is still below its highs, and a policy push like this could kick off a rally. I'm watching Cameco, too.
Momentum on a uranium ETF. That's a phrase I never thought I'd hear without a hazmat suit.
Oh, come on. It's not that radioactive.
Yeah, just a little, Guo.
I'm just saying, I'd rather own the reactors than the rocks. But either way, the sector's waking up.
Waking up, it's a rave. $500 billion from Japan, that's real money.
Cameco is flat year to date, so there's headroom. But I'm not buying until I see reactor contracts.
The contracts will come after the funding. This is front-running. Defense tech is also popping. Japan and the UK are creating a startup fund for dual-use tech. The aerospace and defense ETF, ITA, surged 5% yesterday, near a 52-week high.
ATA is pure defense, but the other plays are broad. EWJ for Japan equities up 3%, EWU for UK up 2.4%. These are policy bets, not direct line exposure.
I actually like this. Government-level cooperation on defense tech is a structural tailwind. It's not just a headline. It's budget commitments. The UK and Japan are serious about tech sovereignty.
And the momentum is there. ITA at highs, EWJ near highs. This is a multi-month trend. I'd buy the defense ETF.
Agree, but let's see if the UK's commitment survives budget reviews. That's the risk.
Switching gears to Europe, literally. Renault, VW, and Stellantis pushing for a made-in-Europe plan against Chinese EVs, FT exclusive. These stocks are dirt cheap. Stellantis at 0.31 price to book, down 40% year-to-date.
That's deep value. If Brussels listens and imposes tariffs, these names could re-rate massively. Buy Renault, VW, and Stellantis as a basket.
But protectionism is a double-edged sword. Tariffs could trigger retaliation and hurt their Chinese sales. And the EU moves slowly. This could take years.
But the multiples are pricing in extinction. Renault at 0.37 price to book. Any tariff tailwind doubles them. The risk-reward is asymmetric.
Exactly. Even a rumor of action could ignite these stocks. They're so beaten down.
Okay, but let's remember the EU's track record on industrial policy. They'll study it for 2 years and then issue a non-binding resolution. I'm cautious.
Marie's been reading EU meetings transcripts again.
I have to. Someone has to.
Fair enough. But the value play is there. Energy mergers and acquisitions is heating up. Woodside is outputting impacts for a gas venture, per Nikkei. That's bullish for LNG. Buy Woodside. It's already up 36% year-to-date. Sell impacts, which loses the deal. And natural gas fund UNG gets a tailwind.
A bidding war does signal scarcity, but UNG is still down 7% year-to-date. Gas prices are volatile. I'm not loving the natural gas fund play.
The Woodside move is strategic, though. They're cementing their LNG growth. It's a clear positive, while Inpex losing is a negative. Simple pair trade.
Right. And with global LNG demand rising, Woodside's move makes sense. But speaking of China, a Nikkei report shows 90% of listed Chinese banks are below the profit threshold due to the property slump. That's a sell signal on FXI again.
So, two conflicting signals on FXI. Buy on clean energy, sell on banks.
Exactly. That's why we have to be nuanced. China is two stories, distressed banks versus clean energy leadership. The FT argues electrification is the purchase of strategic optionality, and China leads. Nikkei says China overtook Japan in hydrogen. This is a long-term shift. For clean energy, FXI is cheap, but the hydrogen ETF, HYDR, is a cleaner play, up 60% year-to-date.
So Hydra isolates the clean energy theme without the bank baggage. That's a better signal.
All right, that makes sense. The hydrogen ETF momentum is undeniable.
So we're basically long clean energy via Hydra and short banks, but not both in the same broad ETF. That's a cleaner pair.
Exactly. China is a stock picker's market right now. The divergence is massive.
Yeah, and that's why we watch both sides. But the hydrogen story is one of the strongest in the world right now. India is also split. Public investment doubled, driving GDP growth. But AI threatens its IT services. So buy NDA for infrastructure, sell Infosys, and watch TCS carefully.
Inda is down 12% year to date. That's a value play with the infrastructure boost. TCS at 13 times forward earnings is cheap, but AI risk is real.
The AI threat to Indian IT is structural. Infosys down 36% is just the beginning. This isn't a cyclical dip. It's automation replacing jobs.
Exactly. That's why the signal is sell Infosys. And TCS has both tailwinds from government spending and headwinds from AI. Watch.
So two big narratives clashed yesterday. Oil crashing on peace hopes, SpaceX surging on risk appetite. The market is pricing out geopolitical fear and embracing growth.
But the peace deal is just words. Trump's erratic, and SpaceX could be a liquidity event that fades. One of these bets is wrong.
Yeah, and here's what nobody's talking about, the Fed. With oil dropping, inflation fear should ease, but the dollar barely moved. If the Fed surprises dovish next week, growth stocks explode and energy shorts get buried.
Exactly. Nobody is talking about the rate path.
100%.
That's the whole story.
That's the biggest miss. The market is sleeping on the rate path. A dovish surprise would change everything. The cleanest expression might be the risk reversal in oil. Call premiums collapsed, but vol is still high.
We're watching, not acting. The XLE energy ETF is still cheap at 1.1 times price to book, so shorting energy is crowded. The rotation might be long NASDAQ, short energy, but we're cautious.
I'll say this. If peace holds, the reflation trade unwinds hard. Growth wins.
As always, none of this is investment advice. These are our market views, not trade recommendations.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow with a weekend edition, 10 a.m. London time. Until then, enjoy the fireworks, whether in oil or IPOs.